Joining us now from Washington, Jonathan Tamari, Bloomberg Government Congress reporter. The basic idea is Congress in session. How's this July look? Is it a normal July, Jonathan, for our elected brethren?
It's pretty normal, but it's certainly going to be busy. They've got about 3 weeks of work here, and they've got a lot they want to do to kind of tee it all up for to complete the work at the end of the year. So they're working on appropriations bills, which obviously dictate how much the government's going to spend and where, a defense bill, and a bill on the FAA. So all things that they need to advance, that will get to the finish line with them, but each house wants to advance them and set it up for final passage at the end of the year.
Is gridlock in force?
It is a little bit, but these are all bills that there's significant motivation on both sides to pass. So there'll be arguments about exactly how they'll look, but both parties want to get all three of those items at least through.
All right. When I think about national defense, I think that's bipartisan. Appropriations, they can get a little dicey. What is the FAA legislation?
So the FAA just reauthorizes, the FAA and all the rules around it. And there's some dispute, honestly, about it. It's something that's kind of typically routine. It's one of those that kind of just keeps the lights on. But yep. There's some dispute around regional airports and how many flights, for example, whether Reagan Airport here in D.C. should allow more or fewer flights, and different members of Congress with different regional interests, people have different interests there. And so they're clashing over that. So, politics can intervene pretty much anywhere you can find out.
Yep. Hey, Jonathan, who really drives the bus on this kind of meat and potatoes legislation here? Like, who should we pay attention to? Is it Speaker McCarthy? Who's kind of the one in charge?
So, you got to pay attention to him and Leader Schumer, of course, but then you've got to pay attention to the right flank in the House.
Yep.
We've seen that they've really, driven the bus on a lot of issues. They can stop things up. And if they do hold out, then I think the other person they'll keep an eye on is Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, because it could be that Democratic votes end up being needed to get a final deal through the House.
Jonathan, thank you so much. Jonathan Tamari with us, Bloomberg government reporter, on the ballet that we see in Washington.